So hopefully you got something out of the breath body awareness meditation and at least a sense of where to go with your practice. I just wanted to introduce a little bit more that there are more ways of practicing, more postures of practicing, and we'll be covering those over the weeks, especially the more ways of practicing. But already we can actually explore the different postures of practice. So I just want to give a few words of advice, a few pointers towards ways of approaching the different postures. So in the Buddha's teaching, he speaks of there being four postures and the possibility of meditation to come in any of those four postures, including the transitions between those postures. And it's very simple. There's basically the sitting posture, which we covered in the breath body meditation. And in that, well, I'll mention them all and then I'll go into a little bit more what we can do with each of them. The next one we could say is the standing posture. And then we have the lying down posture and the walking posture. Now, these are all postures, body willing, that we will go through in any day. And the interest is, how can we bring meditation into a posture which we go into any time of the day? And then the transitions between those postures, moving from sitting to standing, moving from standing to walking, and back to a more of a stillness practice, and then at some point lying down. So, every morning or every evening at least, we lie down. Many times through the days we sit down. Many times we find ourselves standing or standing around. Can we bring a sense of awareness to those moments? Walking. And each of them bring a different flavor and a different importance into our practice by that very flavor that they bring. So let's just cover a few more of the base things for the sitting practice and then move on to the others. So as I mentioned, we really want to find those contact points. Particularly, it's either the knees and the buttocks, or if we're sitting up onto a chair or some other kind of higher object or on a stool, it all kind of varies a little bit. Usually, it's going to involve the buttocks, and with the buttocks hopefully sharing some of the weight with either the base of the feet or the knees and the legs if we're kneeling. And always in the upright positions, a real sense of uprightness in the body. Really kind of tuning into that tone that is required. It's not a physical effort particularly. It's more like a relaxed muscular, but the tone of the body is upright and open. Okay, probably feels easiest for an explanation to move then into the standing posture. So if we're going to do standing, what's good is to find a quite stable and balanced posture. So that'll be pretty much true of all of the stillness practice. It's kind of stable and balanced. So probably the feet about shoulder width apart. Just let the knees relax a little bit. Okay, so the knees kind of almost come forwards towards being over the toes. This is part of something that's really important. It's actually the feeling of the body as an energy body within that it can flow. So there can be a feeling then, once we move like that, a sort of flow coming up from the feet, up through the knees and up to the hips. So again, as we did in the sitting posture, in the breath body awareness, we can tilt the hips forwards a little bit. So it's almost like the front higher part of the tip of the hips are going down, the buttocks are turning up and going up towards the shoulders. And just finding where that needs to happen, so it might not be very exaggerated, it might even be almost an internal feeling of that movement. And then as we do that, we can feel that there's a little bit more space in the belly now, in that movement, and a little bit more curvature in the spine, and then coming up through the body, the head being quite well balanced over the body, right? Not stooping forwards. We can often have that kind of getting used to looking down at things. We have a tendency for the head to stoop down. So kind of bringing it back, finding again, where's that balance point? And again, the shoulders up and roll them back and then fall down. And then really seeing if anything that's kind of feeling very muscular, just kind of relaxing that. So kind of might feel a little bit of like rising, of kind of rising the body up and then sinking it back down. So it's kind of settling down. Do what you feel like with your hands. You could bring them together at the front. You could even hold them together at the back, or just let them hang down by the sides. So say a little bit more about what to bring the air of a focus to. Now, we could use similar techniques as we were in the breath-body meditation for sitting, you know, kind of bringing attention to the breath, bringing attention to the body, breathing really deeply into the body. Alternatively, you might find that just standing really starts to sharpen the attention. So we can have this attitude of standing like a tree, just feeling what that would be like, that kind of real presence that trees have. They're not going to go anywhere. They're just going to stay here. Whatever time we've decided to put aside for this, 10, 15, 20, maybe 30, even 45 minutes, an hour is quite possible after some practice with it. You can feel that kind of sense of roots, our feet rooting down into the earth. And then our body being like the trunk coming up. And at least from around the waist upwards, we can start to feel like the branches coming out. It's quite an imaginal moment of practice, using the imagination skillfully to give that sense of opening out and up of the body and the body energy. And we can actually just stay with that. And when the mind wanders and we come back, then just again, feeling into that sense of rooting down and branching out. Okay, so that's one way of practicing with standing. There are many ways we can try, but that's something really worth exploring at some of the time. So another posture is lying down. And with lying down posture, we have to again be aware of what's going to be good for the body, and also what's not going to make us think, oh, this is bedtime, this is falling asleep time, exactly. So many of us don't fall asleep lying down on our backs. We usually kind of roll over, curl up, find various sleeping postures. And so I'd really recommend, whatever is your sleeping posture, that not being your meditation lying down posture. So there are many ways of doing it, but then again, it's always going to be worth finding that the spine is quite straight. So I'll give directions just for lying down on your back, I think, otherwise this will get a little bit long. So if you just lie down on your back, arms out to the side, legs stretched out. Now this is simply called the Shavasana posture in yoga, meaning the corpse posture. So it's an amazing posture in that it represents that renunciation of the body, that, you know, this body back to the earth. It's the corpse posture. It's actually very, very relaxing for the body to be in this posture. And as we mentioned before in the breath body energy meditation, we can feel how the body affects the mind and how that will affect in turn the breathing, and that sense of well-being can start to arise just from that posture, just from that certain letting go, giving up of things to do, person to be. Now this posture over a long period is going to be a little bit hard on the lower back, so the best thing to do is draw the knees up so that the base of the feet, the bottom of the feet, is now also on the ground. Okay, so wherever that point is, and as long as you've got a little bit of stability, or we could say friction, your feet will stay in position, your knees will stay up, you'll feel that that supported the lower back. It's also created that little bit of turn in the hips again, and creates a little bit more openness in the stomach as well, and in the belly area rather. So again, with this practice, we can still do the same breath coming in and out of the body, But we can also particularly pay attention to another sense of rooting down, as if roots are coming down from the back of the body and really resting back, as if the whole gravity is kind of pulling us to the back of our being. So as we practice, real awareness of that. And another practice is that this can be a really opening practice, of really kind of feeling a sense of the space above you and tuning into that space above you. And another focus of meditation that can be very helpful here is awareness of sounds. So just becoming aware of sounds. And as we become aware of sounds, we can actually notice that that increases the space of awareness, that increases the frame of awareness. And hopefully we can put somewhere accessible to you, or you can look for it yourself, some sound awareness meditations. The next posture, and one that's really important to actually incorporate into the practice because it's a really integrative practice. So basically those are all stillness practices, something they all have in common. So unless we're still, we're not doing those practices. And a lot of our life isn't still. And what we want to do is incorporate meditation into the daily life. So the walking meditation becomes that bridge. And it's good in a sense that we're developing the capacity to do meditation wherever we're walking. Just as we're developing the capacity, since we actually do a lot of standing around in our life, waiting for a bus, waiting for a friend, in a queue, at a shop or anywhere. So we can actually incorporate that standing posture. As I wait, I'm going to do a bit of standing meditation. So we find ways to put meditation into our life. And when we're walking someone, we can just change that. Well, maybe I just need to change the pace a little bit or change the intention a little bit. And I start to be meditating as I'm walking, connected, aware, present as I'm walking. So the general tip for walking meditation is to find an area, probably about 12 steps long, so anywhere that you can do that, indoors or outdoors, and just standing for a moment, connecting, knowing your intention for this time. Give yourself a framework to work within. You know, I'm going to do this for 10, 15, 20, however long. And then just taking one step at a time, but trying to be aware of the sensation of the movement in the body. So that can be the feeling of the contact of the foot touching the earth, feeling of that heel touching down, the foot rolling forwards as the toes eventually make contact, and how that lifts forwards and the next foot starts moving and doing that process. And so it's a constant awareness of that feeling of connection, feeling what it actually feels like in the body to move. And that's probably sufficient for kind of beginning with the meditation. And as we get to the end of the line, just stopping, reconnecting, seeing, you know, was I present? Did I manage to stay with a few thoughts? Was my mind wandering? And if the mind's wandering a lot, seeing if we can turn it back to paying attention. So we can also use a little bit of counting sometimes in the way that we did with the breath body. It could be just counting each footstep. It could be doing a couple of footsteps and then a count, just finding what's going to work for you. But it can also be interesting just to kind of turn the mind to an attitude, to a way of looking at the world, to kind of like really appreciating the beauty in the world as we walk. Or we might really appreciate the detail that's possible to achieve in the sensations of the walking, or in actually the detail of the experience, of also the visual experience. So a lot of the times when we're doing the stillness practice, we might feel inclined to close the eyes and go within. And in the walking practice, that could actually be a little bit dangerous. And also it's kind of helpful to have some practice where the eyes are open, at least some of the time. So really kind of taking in the world as we're conscious of the body. So it really starts to be an integrative practice in that way as well. Okay, that's what I wanted to say a little bit about bringing the other three postures into the practice. And we'll give further suggestions about ways of integrating practice over the weeks and days. And, you know, I hope it's something that you can begin to explore and find ways of doing.